for our speaker, and that, of course, is our own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning. We're going to say it's spring. I believe in miracles, don't you?
I think it's spring day.
And looking around, I was taken back to a memory when I used to watch my little grandson. There was a song he used to sing called It's Getting Up Time. It talks about all the animals in the farm, the little bunnies and the cows and the piggies and all this. It's getting up time and the sun's coming up. And I started thinking, well, that's what the Aquarian age is supposed to be all about, this getting up time, this awakening time. And two, I would like to apologize for one thing. Pat Harris was supposed to be on today. So she couldn't be here at the last minute, so she will be here next week. So for those of you who came for her, I'm sorry. But, however, in this Aquarian age, we talk about it's time of the awakening. And in metaphysics, we all are on a path. Some are climbing on top of the others to get to the top, to get to the mountain, to awaken, to get there as fast as we can. And what is that? It's nothing but your ego. Because the spirit knows where it wants to go. It's just like gravity. When we do what we can every day, we slowly awaken until we are. One thing that is so necessary in understanding who we are is meditation. And you can tell the difference in religions who believe in meditation and those who don't. Because those who don't understand spiritual law and are ignorant unto them believe in so many destructive things. They believe it's their way or the highway. They believe if you don't follow their doctrines, you're going to hell. It's so limiting on every level. When you believe in meditation, and when you understand and you believe in the power of meditating and contemplating and listening, that's when your life begins to change. That's when so many people say, I don't have time for meditation. Well, you do have, even if you're driving. I don't mean close your eyes, but there's forms of meditation you can do until you can get home and find a place to meditate. When my children were so little, they would be scurrying around the house and I'd get so frustrated, I knew I needed to meditate. I'd go hide in the closet. And here they'd come, they'd go, here she is. You know, I understand that there are levels that sometimes we need, but one thing I've learned is you can get there even with your mind when you're very busy until you can find that quiet place. When meditating, that allows us to get to a vibration of that God consciousness, of that great oversoul within us that allows us to hear the answers and messages that we could never get in any other way. It adds to our life. And if you want to say, some people say, oh, she doesn't believe in the intellect. I believe in everything. I believe that your intellect needs to be supplemented with that great oversoul. It's the compilation of everything that makes your life complete. If we're ignorant of who we are, then we don't know that we have the power of peace. We don't understand that we have the power of joy, and that we have the power of love, and that we have that power of the gifts of God that were promised to us. I don't know how anyone can believe in love and teach destruction all in the same sentence. I don't understand that, but I know it's going on today. But I know it's getting up time for us. It's time for us to awaken unto who we are, those little chickies of light in the spring, and what our job is to live it every day. Because if we don't live it every day, if we don't meditate in some form every day, if we don't have our gratitude every day, soon those little foxes of the material earth world come in, and we can get despondent again because we've gone back into earth's thinking. In this day and age, the earth thinking is to go flying back and forth through that emotional earth mind judgment thinking that only we can grow out of when we grow spiritually. That judgments that bear us down, when, if you stop and think about it, every person and everything we judge is usually a place where we need to grow to. We're judging it because in some way we don't like it ourselves. Because to grow in understanding, you realize you're growing out of that judgment because we've been there and we've grown out of it. So you grow into compassion and understanding. It's like cleaning house in the darkest corners of our mind. There's a subconscious mind, a conscious mind, and a superconscious mind. And we're so used to thinking the brain does the thinking for us. Any of you who have had spirit communication from someone who's had a stroke can and will tell you, I could hear you. I could see you. I felt your love. My brain was broken. I couldn't respond. Thank you for everything you did. You see, when we meditate, we get into that higher brain that filters down and is able to use our conscious mind, and those superconscious thoughts start drifting down, giving us answers every day. If we're awake from meditation, if we're awake and realizing we are parts of God, it continually monitors and adds to our wonderful thoughts. One time Spirit told me, wisdom, I ask how you became wise. And my answer was, wisdom is the common use, is the uncommon use of common sense. We all think we know all the answers, and when we can let go and let some of these thoughts come into us, that's where we get the little ideas of what to do. It doesn't take away from our everyday life. It adds to our everyday life. And I want to give you just a little story about that. In the house we moved from in Indiana, there was a big addition on the back. And they had put the heating up and the plumbing all up in the attic for some reason. Well, the first winter we were there, all the pipes froze up there, but not down below. So if any of you know Stan, you will see that sometimes he's going like this. And if you get close enough, he's talking. And you think he's talking to himself. And sometimes he thinks he's talking to himself. But when he's doing this, he's really meditating, and all of a sudden the answers will come to him. And he said this one day, he heard, run the water lines through the heat ductwork, the ductwork of the heating system. They will never freeze again. And that's what he did. You see, when we get in to that thinking and we get into that openness of asking and using it and being aware of it, it enhances all aspects of our life. And that's what waking up is supposed to be. It's an answer for us to feel whole. It's an answer for us when these thoughts are coming to us and this love, compassion coming down through us from the Oversoul. We are aware that we're more than this human body. we're aware that we're spirit, and we're aware that those answers are our God-given right as spiritual beings. Now, I feel so sorry for the people who are still in that earthly thinking. We all know them. You know, we know some around the corner. Some are, might be in the family. The only thing we can do for them to catch on or to catch up is to treat them like your brother, or to treat them like we treat each other. Sometimes it's catching, but sometimes it's not. But sometimes people are here to learn and to grow in negative ways so that they can understand more, believe it or not. That's where, when we are so judgmental on someone, Spirit has said, many of you who have judged someone and didn't understand, once you got to the other side, you chose to come back and experience just that, so you could have that understanding. So we never know why someone has come. And it's so difficult for us in our earth mind not to judge. But Spirit says, that which you judge will come back to you just like you have judged. So that's something to realize, that not only what we put out today, even though we think we're metaphysical, let me tell you, in monitoring my thinking and my emotions, it's very difficult. I think that's the most difficult. We all are still on the earth plane, and we think we've mastered this and something else, and then you monitor your thinking, and you realize that very thing we just judged was none of our business. Absolutely none of our business. So, and two, in this waking up time, there are more and more people having near-death experiences. It's those people. Try to convince those people that there's a hell. Try to convince those people that there isn't much more than the physical body. Try to convince those people that all there is the house you're living in and the body you're living in. One time I was trying to explain my near-death experience in class. And I said, it's like seeing the most beautiful sunset. It's like seeing the most beautiful sunrise, the light that's all around. No, I had it wrong. I realize it's because you become one with the sunset. You become one with the sunrise because you are the sunrise. You are the sunset. When we're in that spiritual aptitude, we're one with everything. That's what life is all about. The soul's direction, once awakened, always comes through in divine love. It's that divine love of learning to love everyone where they are. Learning to love the trees, learning to love the birds. We say that over and over. But in this learning of the things around us, we start to realize we need to learn to love everyone all over the world, where they are. That when we become one with all is only when we truly can become one with that oversoul. When we can become one and look after the whole is the only time we can know we're even beginning to reach what we want to reach. Now, sometimes in trying to help people, we do things for them. Oh, let me do this and let me do that. Don't forget the story of the loaves and the fishes. It's wonderful to help people in need of help. Don't get me wrong. But the greatest way you can help is to teach them about life so they can learn how to help themselves and help someone else. Many people like to go to the homeless shelters and serve food for a day. And one time in class, someone asked Dr. Bartlett, how come the same people are there year after year after year? Not the servers, but the people coming through line. He said, when it comes a time in life, when people's souls are fed along with the food for their body, they'll begin to hear who they are and what they need for that nourishment of life so that they can begin to guide themselves into that magnetic field of fishing with their thoughts and with their dreams and with realizing who they are. So today's a beautiful day. It's getting up time, and I God bless you.